Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Amanda Turvyville, Global Head of Human Resources at Montway Auto Transport. Montway LLC is the nationwide leader in the auto transport industry, arranging shipments for over 140,000 vehicles every year. Founded in 2007, Montway has built its reputation by delivering superior customer service to individuals, as well as corporate clients in the dealership, moving and relocation, auto auction, and OEM industries. And Amanda, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. And of course, our focus is on giving employees ownership over their own career track, which is certainly a challenge and an issue today. So to start today's conversation off, Amanda, why is there a significant disconnect between learning and development in the workplace today?
Sure, absolutely. So I have found that employers usually focus on what is needed for the company or what they think employee needs to succeed instead of the overall career development for the employee. Standard training options provided by companies may not be able to tackle the individual struggles employees are facing or experiencing, such as soft skills. Therefore, in order for the employee to grow in their current position and their overall career, employers must personalize training, hard skills, soft skills, etc. This involves the employer to be really involved with the employee in the company.
Now, taking that even further, how does the disconnect between learning and development in the workplace fuel the great resignation?
Well, now more than ever, employees want to work for companies that they can make an impact. They want growth opportunities and clear, concrete career paths. They want to grow within companies and companies that want them to grow in their companies. So if growth opportunities aren't provided or the overall investment isn't there, they will find a company who can provide that. And of course, this all stems to learning and development and obviously focusing on their individual career paths.
Now tell us, Amanda, what happens when companies don't focus on their employees' overall career growth? What happens there?
Well, to frankly put it, an example would be an employee can feel like a butt in the seat rather than someone who can make a difference or impact. When an employee doesn't feel part of something or accompanying, they walk. It's very simple. They walk. In addition, an employee may ask himself, if I'm putting my time and effort into this company, what is the company doing for me? And if they start to compare, they find themselves on the short end of the stick, they will also walk.
Good focus, good information, and certainly makes a lot of sense on that last response today. We're speaking with Amanda Turvyville, Global Head of Human Resources at Montway Auto Transport, the nationwide leader in the auto transport industry, arranging shipments for over 140,000 vehicles every year here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Amanda, why is it crucial to take the personal approach when it comes to career management and workplace learning, especially in the transportation industry?
So I'll break it down into two sections here. Aside from their professional goals, employees have personal goals. Well, everybody has personal goals. I have found that some of these go hand in hand. Employers need to understand employees' overall goals, both personal and professional, to help the employee reach those goals. Sometimes an employee doesn't know where to start or may be nervous to take the next steps. The employer can then guide the employee into the right direction. Transportation specifically, there are so many opportunities within the industry, it can be overwhelming. There is freight to more niche, for example, like Montway Auto Transport, which specializes in auto transport. So although the employee may know they want a career in transportation, they may not know what position or path is best for them.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your feedback on that. That is most helpful. Now, looking at coaching, why is coaching and experiential learning and career management critical to workplace learning?
Everyone learns differently. This is not new news. Whether they are visual, auditory, or kinesthetic learners, companies should offer different and or additional training options to set employees up for success. Being able to offer and tap in different options to learn, the employees will feel more comfortable and therefore more engaged. So really, the company needs to offer all facets of learning.
I would totally agree with you on that. Great response. Now, here's a question for you. How does developing the above sentiments increase success at your company like Montway?
we want the employees to have meaningful careers, not jobs. And, you know, to bring back to the point, what fuels a great resignation, employees want careers, right? They want to grow within a company. Therefore, investing in employees to help reach your personal professional goals, they invest in your company. Not only invest, though, they want to invest. They want to be a part of your company. And that's exactly what we want at Montway, and that's our goal.
Also, Amanda, what types of tools should you offer your employees to manage their professional growth? Touch on some of those details per your expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. This can be anywhere from coaching, mentoring. It can be anywhere from platforms for networking, like-minded individuals. It can be platforms for workshops or just overall workshops off-site. This can be college courses, certifications. I mean, really, the list is endless. So by offering these different tools for managed growth, the employees develop a sense of ownership for the career path because they can choose options that are best fitting for their development.
Amanda, we certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today and for what you do at Montway Auto Transport. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else that you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of the things now more than ever is a great resignation, as you mentioned earlier. Learning and development definitely needs to be revamped in a company, and really, truly, companies need to start investing in learning and development, and not only what's best for their company, but overall for the employee overall. So I feel we're going to see a shift in that and understanding the employee's needs moving forward.
A great place to conclude. Amanda, thanks for all the insight and information shared here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Montway Auto Transport, where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. You can go to our website at www.montway.com. Take a look on there and see where our company has been and the path that we have taken thus far. And, of course, we have you can look me up, for example, on LinkedIn at @HerbieBill is the backslash.
And, of course, as always, listeners, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast to make it easy and convenient as well. Amanda, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Amanda Turbeville, Global Head of Human Resources at Montway Auto Transport, the nationwide leader in the auto transport industry, arranging shipments for over 140,000 vehicles every year. And for more details, simply visit Montway.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.